This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that convenience store tech Tony makes $82,000 a year. Boom shakalaka boom. All right, on the phone this morning is Jeff, who resides in the state capital, beautiful Olympia. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good, man.
Good, Jeff. Now, I'm really excited that you called in, Jeff, because you're an Airbnb manager, correct?
We own one.
Oh, cool. Gosh. So you guys, I don't know if you remember, we had a guy from Ballard call in who did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. he only owned one, but he made a tidy little profit off that sucker. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the dream, right? I mean, most of us can't afford one home, more or less an extra one to rent out. So this will be really interesting, Jeff. Let's put a minute on the clock. We're just going to ask you as many questions as we can in that amount of time. When we're done, we'll play a song. You know, we'll gather our thoughts. We'll come back. We will all guess what we think you make. You know, owning and renting out an Airbnb in Olympia, I'm assuming. If not, correct us here in a minute. But then you're going to share your salary. Does that sound good, Jeff?
Yeah. Yeehaw.
Cool. Oh,
hee-haw is right, brother.
Woo.
Airbnb, hee-haw.
Woo.
All right. Gabe, are you ready with the hard-hitting investigative questions?
Yes.
She's ready. I'm ready, too. 1 minute on the clock. Jeff, if you're ready... On your market set, Gabe, go.
How many years have you been doing this?
This is my first year, so I thought it would be good to share it just so you can see how much we make in 1 year.
Nice.
Oh, I appreciate it, Jeff. So is the Airbnb in Olympia?
It is in Olympia. It's on Lake Patterson. Oh.
What's your Airbnb rating?
It's like a 4.9.
Oh! So, are you saying this is a lake house?
It's a lake house. Yeah, it's we bought it as our secondary home, but it got too expensive, and so we didn't want to sell it. So we put it up for short term rental.
What's the highest you've ever charged for a night?
Like on the holidays, it goes for like $7,800 for one night.
Oh my goodness! Did you quit your other job now that just to do this?
No,
full-time?
I have an insurance job in a retail store. This is just a side hustle.
What percentage of the year are you normally booked?
I would say about 70-80% is booked.
Ooh. Nice.
Is it all signs are pointing up?
Yeah.
I mean, they really are. High dollar, high dollar.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what's going to happen. You're going to text in right now if you're listening to Share Your Salary with Jeff and Olympia, an Airbnb owner. Text your guest to 253-642-WOLF. That's 9653. Put your name and where you live on that text because we're all going to use one of your texts as our guests. And then we're going to figure this all out. And I guess what we're doing here, Gabe, is just how much Jeff makes doing the Airbnb, not the retail store and not the 9-to-5.
Yes.
Okay? All right. That's what we're doing because that's the one everybody's curious about. Text your guest right now to 253-642-WOLF.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Jeff. He lives in Olympia. And I think we're all really grateful that he called in because he's doing what we all want to do if we had the ways and means, which is buy a property and just use it for short-term rental. In other words, Airbnb. So he's an owner. He's a manager. He's got other jobs, but we're just going to focus on that. What else did we just learn before we do the guesses, Gabe, about Jeff?
He's in his first year. He does have like a 4.9 rating on Airbnb, which I think I can confirm.
Yeah, we've been looking up the property too.
4.8, pardon me.
4.8,
and
yeah.
The highest he's ever charged for a night is $700 to $800, and he said it's booked 70-80% of the year.
So crazy. Whew. All right, Captain Ron, you are up first. What are you thinking?
So I'm going to go with Cam and Buckley. I'm going to say 78.
Okay. Gabe, what about you?
Man, this is a tough one because we don't know how much Airbnb takes out of his cut.
That's true.
I'm going to go a little bit higher, just a spitball in here. Kylie and Kent, 105.
Okay. Ron, what were you at again, 68 or 78?
78.
Okay. So based on the guy that called in from Ballard, and again, he wasn't in, it's Ballard, so it's close to the water and all that, but I don't think geographically it's as attractive as being on Lake Patterson, just right outside of Olympia and having a dock and a boat and all that. So I'm going to go a little higher with Stephanie and Poulsbo. I'm going to do 120. If the money, I mean, if you know, everybody here in this room has gotten an Airbnb before. It's an arm and a leg. So I'm going to go higher, 120. So our guesses are 78, 105, and 120, but that doesn't really matter. Jeff, right now, we all want to end the guesswork. It is time for you to share your salary as an Airbnb owner on a lake.
What is it ever?
The first year we did just under 70. It was like 69.
All right.
It's still good, though, man. Like, what a side hustle.
We were trying to figure out a bunch of stuff, getting, you know, starting out of the gate. So this next year, we're looking to do maybe a 90 to 100. But the first year was a little rocky starting out.
Well, but you have to pay your mortgage anyway. So with that and the Airbnb fees, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it take a lot. So what have you learned? Like, for anybody else who's going to do this, going to get a side hustle, second property, start Airbnb, what's the biggest lesson you've learned
it's
the hard
way? It's
expensive
starting up. We haven't made any money yet. We're, like, negative because we had to spend all the money on furniture. You know, we used high-end designer furniture. You know, we probably spent a good 30, 40K just furnishing the place.
Has anyone ever broken anything?
All the time.
Oh, really? So that is it more work than we think it would be?
Sorry?
Is it more work than we think it would be? Like, you know, you have this idea of it just being...
It's a ton of work. It's not for the faint of heart.
All right. And go ahead, Ron.
Do you guys clean in between the stays, or do you just hire it out?
No cleaning. That's just no way.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about why do your neighbors hate you?
Yeah.
So I was at a concert, and my neighbor called 911 on me because my guests were having a get together on the fire pit, and it was like 9:30 or 10. It was not even like past shut off hours, and the cops were like, "We're not coming out."
Wow.
Yeah, I remember the Airbnb. They had a thing where they came out recently and said, "We're going to crack down on Airbnb parties. You can't party at Airbnb anymore." So, yeah, that's definitely kind of a thing. So, Jeff, I'm sorry about the neighbors, but hey, you don't live there, so whatever.
I mean, we're respectful. I mean, we made the house, like, beautiful. The land is upkept. And in the first year we owned the house, we didn't even live there. So the neighbor got, like, 1 year free.
Oh.
Wow.
And it's just a Karen next door. Don't worry about it. Hey, Jeff, we appreciate you calling in. Sounds like a lot of work, but it sounds like you're on the up and up on this Airbnb. We love you, buddy. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.